cannabis growers and concerned citizens packed into the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors chambers in Santa Rosa yesterday. County staff and supervisors heard over 50 people at the marathon hearing that lasted over 5 hours. Both groups had reservations with the proposed medical marijuana regulations put forth by county staff. One major issue is the proposed land use ordinance that determines where cannabis can be commercially cultivated in Sonoma's unincorporated residential areas. Many rural residents worry making cannabis grows near their home legal will make their neighborhoods unsafe, lower property values, and decrease their quality of life. Linda Ortiz from Northwest Santa Rosa is one of them.
The growers next to me are renters, so they're not vested in our neighborhood. The farmers have also constructed an unsightly plastic 8-foot fence around our property. It has destroyed the beauty of my property and that of other neighbors.
Local growers say unclear transition periods and having no regulation at all could force their businesses back underground. This is Deborah Suprek, a small grower in the county.
Neighborhoods will be safest with regulated cannabis and activity, not bans. The violence and theft is due to lack of regulations and accountability. Great regulations will remove the dark aspect from this industry.
Tucked into the commercial cultivation proposal is a rule that would allow what county staff calls cottage grows. That's small farms, at least 2 acres in size, on residential land. Sonoma County's first stab at locally regulating the cannabis industry has been in the works since the beginning of the year. Supervisor Efren Carrillo says the county hosted several public forums and stakeholder meetings while coming up with these initial policies.
This will be the first time that the county actually has taken up the prospect of comprehensively bringing this industry into the light and onto the books. In my 8 years on this board, this is possibly the most significant land use discussion that we will have, at least for the next 10 years.
Beyond the medical marijuana regulation land use proposal, 2 other proposals were taken up last night. The board passed ordinances covering dispensaries and manufacturing sites and a cannabis business tax that will appear on the ballot in a special election in March. But the land use ordinance was not voted on last night. Members of the board say they want more time to craft a proposal that can work for both small grows and residential neighborhoods. Here's Supervisor Susan Gorin.
We should not allow ourselves to be rushed. This is important to do it and get it right. That is the strong message that I've heard from the growing community, from the neighbors, from other counties.
The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors is expected to vote on the land use ordinance again next Tuesday and adopt the measure on December 20th. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.